The first reading today from the letter to the Hebrews, we see that our life is presented to us as a continuum, a progressive series of events which, as we know, begins at conception and ends in this world at natural death. And we also have a goal at the end of our life, and this goal again is presented in the letter to the Hebrews, that of arriving at Jesus Christ, who is seated in glory at the right hand of the Father. Now, along this path toward Christ, there are various difficulties to overcome, various trials and temptations, and really anything that can lead us into sin. Because it's only sin that can prevent us from arriving at our goal. And now the advice from the letter to the Hebrews is to keep our eyes fixed always on Jesus. That is, to look at Christ and his example, he who is the way for us to arrive at that life, that eternal life. And so we look at our Lord's example. And the letter to the Hebrews mentions specifically the fact that our Lord endured the cross, that he did not despise its shame, that he himself endured the opposition of sinners. In fact, our Lord was considered by some to be a madman and a deceiver. He was mocked, tortured, and killed. And so, as well, we will have struggles and trials in this life. As our Lord had promised, in this world you will have tribulations to deal with, but we should have courage and strength because he has overcome the world. So we should look at our Lord's example of endurance and perseverance and find hope and strength in him to endure and persevere ourselves. And now the reading finishes by asking us, or by telling us, that in our fight against sin, we have not yet resisted to the point of shedding our blood. And this really should be how firm or our resolve to resist sin should be, this firm and this steadfast, to resist to the point of shedding our blood. St. Gemma Galgani, in fact, said that she preferred 1,000 deaths rather than commit one venial sin. If we really understood the great offense that it renders to God, every sin that we commit, his divine majesty, the horror of sin, the effects that it has on us, on others, and the world around us, then we too would, with all of our strength, to the point of shedding our blood, would seek to resist. Now the reading mentions also that we have a cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. A cloud of witnesses, these are the saints, all those who have gone before us and have followed the way that Christ has showed and have now arrived at Christ and enjoy that blessed life with him. And now it doesn't simply say that the saints are above us, but that they're a cloud that surround us. That's how near they are to us. And they encourage us not only by their example, but also by their prayers. So let's look as also to them and to their example, and to ask for their intercession, that we can follow them and they can spur us on by their prayers to final victory, that we too may one day arrive at Christ in glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Non vedere. and priesthood will be.